Well, hello everybody. My name is Mike Loftus, and I'm here with Andrew Graves, and this is Parting Seas. Today's episode is called Ear Snacks, and I'd like to remind you all, it's snacks for your ear. It's going to be delicious. And I'd like to remind you all, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And yeah, we're going to start out with some Pixies.
I mean, I told you that I was going to play this song.
Yeah, Debaser is amazing. I think it's off their second album. And yeah,
I know it from Skate 3.
Andrew knows it from Skate 3.
Skate
3? That's not a Tony Hawk. That's like the one that was competing with Tony Hawk's?
No, it was like after. It was like on PlayStation 3. It had like these really intuitive controls. You had to like flick the sticks and then you do different flip tricks and stuff.
I like that. I used to love skateboard video games.
Like, it's nice. It's like kind of realistic. You can do like stuff.
it's more realistic than like Tony Hawk the original.
I've sunk so many hours into this game, and like maybe a fifth of it was actually like beating the challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I beat all of the challenges, and then I spent the rest of the time creating parks.
Yeah. Yeah, creating parks is like the go-to, the best thing you can do. Yeah. On those, like, yeah, the challenges are like they're like fun, but
dude, you could game the physics like software in the physics simulator.
Yeah.
So if you got like super near to like any object, but you didn't hit it, it would think that you were gonna land on it. So then you could do double backflips and stuff. Otherwise, you couldn't do it. So you'd like game it. You get like really close, and then the guy would like just keep spinning. The game would only count it as one. But you
could see
plays and stuff. People make like edits and stuff.
That's crazy. Ski video game edits. Go check them out.
Yeah. You get some skate together. The glitches are also really funny. Like the crashes, you just get like ragdolled. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's Debaser.
Here's Debaser.
Debaser! just wanna fly lately. Did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone?
This is
think about in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day. I don't want to think about things I don't want to think about in the middle of the night. I don't want to think about it, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to take off my sunglasses. And everybody's unworthy, and everybody loves everybody else, and everybody takes off their sunglasses. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, I don't want to fall into the patterns. Oh baby, oh, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, sister, they take off your sunglasses. I don't
Hello, everybody. So, you know, you all like kittens. You all like dogs. You all like pets. They're cute and adorable. So what I want you to know is that there are 3 to 4 million pets who are adopted every year. 29% of dogs and 33% of cats are adopted from shelters or rescue groups each year. And encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down to 12% since 2009. However, 2.7 million healthy and treatable pets still need our help to find a home each year. So you can help by going to the Shelter Project. The Shelter Pet Project and adopt, you know. So go to theshelterpetproject.org and adopt a cute furry animal.
I think there's like something called the Shelter Project that's just building houses and stuff.
Yeah. Don't go to the Shelter Project. No, screw that. Go
Screw
the homeless. No, specifically go
screw
to...
Screw the poor.
Specifically go screw to Shelter poor, Pet right? Project. All right? Because animals are more important than humans. Because they're cuter and they don't talk back and like... Yeah. But no, help everybody.
I'd say F the poor with the swear, but like...
Yeah.
I saw this really powerful ad, and it was like this guy out there, he was holding like a big sign that said, you know, F the poor. And then people would like come up to him and get like arguments with him and like yell at him and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, you know, like...
Was this some artistic experiment?
No. But then they filmed like a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then they had the same guy out there, but with like a hat, and he was like asking for money, and he had like a homeless sign.
Yeah.
And everyone was just ignoring him.
Yeah.
And then the thing with the ad was like, look, we know you care about the poor, but then no one helps out. It was like a really like powerful concept.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, everyone's like, we care, but no one actually does anything because we're lazy.
Yeah.
All right, here's Stereophonics. Have a nice day.
Here's Stereophonics.
The song's name is Have a Nice Day because I want you to have a nice day.
I like. Okay. Yeah.
Francisco Bay, house be 39, early PM, can't remember what time. Got the waiting cab, stopped at the red light. Address I'm sure of, but it's a not just right. It started straight off, coming here as hell. That's his first words, we asked what he meant. He said, where you from? We told him our luck. We take a holiday. Is this what you want? So have a nice
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
Like an off-the-cuff PSA?
Yeah.
No, I'm just not going to. This one, yeah. This one has a rhyme on it. Ready?
Yeah, do
ready?
Rhyme. Yeah.
Ready? Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. Now I gotta open it. Oh.
Hilarious.
Dude, this is like a whole CD and everything.
Yeah.
Well, Stop the Text, Stop the Wrecks is all about texting and driving prevention, which is just as dangerous as drinking and driving. And everyone thinks that, you
is
know...
Is it really?
Yeah, everyone thinks that drinking and driving is so morally reprehensible.
Yeah.
That, you know, you should also think about that when you're texting and driving, you know, because you're just as distracted. It's the same thing when you're, like, really tired, like sleep-impaired driving. It's all distracted driving, like, honestly.
Yeah.
So, like, this campaign is put on by the NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration?
Yeah.
That's a guess, but I feel like that's pretty on point, right?
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
It says, designated texter, borrow thumbs from a friend, cut their thumbs off and use them to text.
Yeah.
Yeah, just cut them off. find your app. An app can help you stop texting and driving. So
isn't that a little bit backwards logic?
So instead, you should be playing Words with Friends and driving, not texting.
Yeah. But speaking of texting while driving, I'm going to switch to something that's completely not relatable. So I discovered this new band, and I didn't discover them. They're incredible, though. Their name is Greta Van Fleet. And, yep. And they sound exactly like Led Zeppelin, and the song I want to play is Flower Power, because it's great. And they're just a new upcoming band, and they're really young, and his voice is incredible, and it sounds, their style's like just like Led Zeppelin, but with their own little twist to it.
Yo, he's got a pimp jacket on.
Yeah, he's also amazing live, but the physical movements he makes like while playing live, while singing live, is like very, very, very similar to Robert Plant.
Just want
to
have sex with him.
Yeah, it's just very like, he does the open chest thing, like, yeah, he's like, you know, not wearing, he's wearing a vest without like an undershirt. It's hilarious, but I love this band, so yeah.
Pretty sweet. Okay, well, here it is.
Bound. And now she walks kind of funny, I think.
that I've known. I've made so many cry, and still I wonder why. This heart of stone, oh no, no, this heart of stone. What's different about her? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make her cry. This heart of stone, oh no, 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 this heart of stone. Don't keep on looking that same old way. If you try acting sad, you'll only make me glad. This heart of stone, oh no, no, you'll never break this heart of stone, dog. No, no, this heart of stone, you'll never break it, darling. You won't break this heart of stone. Oh no, 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 you better go, you better go home. Cause you'll never break this heart of stone. You better drive on home.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
she sat right down on the sofa. I said, where have you been? I've been waiting for you. Cause last night I had something so good. These days get so long and I got nothing to do. I've been hanging around.
Yeah.
was Pixies. We started out with Pixies. We ended up with Pixies. Is that your best Pixie voice?
Yeah.
Just yell, like a little bit. I don't know how close you have to be to the mic. Like, I kind of...
Can you hear me?
Is that blow mode?
Don't get this cold. That's my public service announcement.
Wait, how would you avoid getting it?
Like, just wash your hands and don't go outside your house.
What, be a little
stay in your room.
Stay in your room, don't go outside. Remember, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
You're getting better at that. Wow.
I know, I practice.
You're nice.
I sit in my bed and I think, how could I better myself? And I recite that from memory.
Yeah.
I feel like all DJs do.
Yeah.
At least, you know.
I just walk around campus and just say it out loud and people think I'm weird, but you know what? I have a job to do. I have a duty.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
And that's how you get kicked out of bars.
That's how you get mad chicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well ladies, you know what? It depends on how you want to say that one. You can either get, like, mad chicks, or you can get mad chicks.
Mad chicks.
Like one
angry.
One is like a lot, but the other's like,
yeah,
they're just mad at you.
They're just mad.
You're yelling about radio in their face.
Yeah.
Avoid that.
Yeah. So this is Parting Seas, and today's show was called Ear Snacks because
snacks for your ear.
It's snacks for your ear, and I hope all these songs were delicious. I thought they were.
Do you still want to hang out a little bit more?
But we're still going to play some songs because
nobody's
here. So we can still play songs.
You know,
so for the two of you who are out there, you know, let's just keep chilling.
You know Ted V and Slater?
Yes.
Their radio show is called Booty Pirates. Because they go into the radio station, they just look when people don't have shows. And then they just go in and just hijack them and then just run their show just whenever they want.
Yeah. I would totally do that. I
like
love
respect.
That. Shout out to Slater.
Yeah, shout out to Ted.
Vucinich.
He's a meme lord, dude. Like, that guy's crazy.
I like it. I like the attitude.
Do you have a song?
Or are you going to play we should play The Freshman by the Verve Pipe. Just because that'll remind us of when we were freshmen.
I was never a freshman.
There it is. The Verve Pipe. Classic song.
I was never a freshman. I've always been wise.
No.
And
no, you've been dumb.
So
we were both
dumb's
something
not the same as
and
wise.
It took advice.
Okay.
With a salesman with his head on the floor.
Okay, ready?
Got him, baby, rest.
Oh, wait, who sings that song?
The Verve.
We'll keep it that way.
Shh. My voice is beautiful.
When I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. Cause she was touching her face. Held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. Took a week's vacation to forget her. This girl took a week's worth of Valium and slapped, and now he's guilt-stricken, sobbing with his
just touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die.
See, I've been here for 28 years, padding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean. can't take no more regret. They cut us too deep into our souls. Came and climbed into our bed.
Thank you. standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jay, oh, Sweet Jay, oh, Sweet Jay. I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. And both of them save their monies. And when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music there, Jim. The march of the wooden soldiers, all your protest kids, you can hear Jack say, get ready. And other people say have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
Get out of here!